Speaking of sunshine on a grey, slightly rainy Monday, you've got Radio Life and Style giving you the sunshine sounds, and now a kind of even more of a dose of sunshine through the rain, because Penny Faree is in the studio with me this morning, our well-known intrepid investigative journalist, normally on a Friday doing a Friday Focus, but on Monday she's here to introduce what's going to be hopefully a really cool, more regular, sunshiny start to the week. How are you, Penny?
Morning. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, everyone. Monday, yes. I'm actually not complaining about the weather. Heat has been debilitating.
Even Seaweed Steve is like jumping for joy. After a couple of weeks.
Nice respite from all that heat.
I'm telling you what, but there is some sunshine in the studio right now, because we're shining light on a new little feature that's going to be hopefully causing ripples of positivity, ripples of change, and spotlighting some of the cool stories, feel good, positive, just good news stories that often kind of don't get the attention they deserve, or they get overlooked, or they just don't have a platform. So this is something that you want to start driving,
right? Yeah. So you know what? For the Life and Style magazine, I did a small feature, and it's coming out soon, the magazine. So we said it was it's okay to be disengaged, because what I've noticed, you know, on the ground, reporting on the hard news, all the failings, the lack of consequences, people have started getting so news fatigue, bad news fatigue. They're so tired of tuning in, listening to the news that is really right now very impactful. It's affecting everyone. But they are disenchanted. You know, there's not a lot that is positive that makes the headlines. So that's where we changed course. And we thought, what if we started highlighting things that are making a ripple in the community? And we've got an amazing community with so many people doing such good things that never make it into the headlines, because, you know, they just get on with it. So we thought, let's use a platform where we can, you know, highlight once a week what someone's making and what's doing in the community that's making a positive change, however small, however big. There's organizations, NPOs, anything that is making a ripple in the community. That's
so cool. That's the concept.
And, yeah, we can't quite help us. Little fixes, people showing up without recognition. That was quite important. And these stories really get told. So we wanted to shift, you know, notice what works, notice the good that's already happening in the community. And that's where the name came, the ripple, you know. And we want to start with change. Even one act, one small act, one person, I mean, doesn't have to be a big thing. And we know that one ripple travels far. We've seen how that it has had effect in our community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and also I know that when you notice things change, you know, however small, it actually starts restoring perspective to people. And I think hope. Hope is important right now, hey, with our news cycles that are going on. People want to hear something good. So Monday, we can start off on a good footing and set the tone for the week.
Of all the days, I think people need it most on a Monday. So what a cool idea, Penny. And for the focus, are you going to try and zero in on stories that listeners might be able to even kind of get behind and support
Absolutely.
In some way?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, we're going to obviously focus on the community, on the North Coast region. Mm. And I know there are people, you know, I just put it out there, and already I had someone who is also running a really good program. He said there's, you know, that beach clean, there's so many. There's soup kitchens, there's, you know, there's community readership programs. There's in the township, there are people making differences. So it's just one thing that we're going to obviously highlight each week that people can jump on. And I know a lot of people want to do something or join a cause or do something, but they don't know where to start. So we're going to give them a little bit of a highlight, you know, make the community aware what's going on out there. And then they, you know, it's up to them to choose whether it's, you know, and it's also obviously to create a bit of hope and positiveness and highlight what's going on. So it's just even someone, if you know someone who's good, it makes a difference, a group, a small act. We're going to obviously, you know, open our media channels, our social channels, and everyone will be able to reach in and get in touch with the ripple, and then we will be able to follow on.
I love this idea so much. So if you are listening to this right now, if you think, oh, I've got a story for Penny, or, oh, I think I know the perfect person to get featured on The Ripple, then I would suggest that you get onto the socials, either the Life and Style 88 FM Facebook or Instagram, pop a message. Or Penny, is there another good portal that people can reach you directly on?
Well, we will highlight it on our Facebook and all our social medias, and then we're going to also get our WhatsApp studio number, and people can also reach out, because you know what we're going to say, every ripple starts somewhere, you know, noticing helps it travel, and that's what the ripple's going to do. Ooh, in our community.
I like it so much. Yeah. So same time next week, Penny, we'll be kicking off with our first actual profile on a cool little ripple maker.
Yes.
I like
ripple,
this.
Ripple that travels.
Awesome stuff.
So we want to hear everyone's ripple, you know, whether it's small or big or it's just starting to make a tiny little wave.
This is how things go. And if we can give it a little bit of an extra boost here on local radio, then we'll be only too happy to do that. And if you do happen to have your phone on you right now and you want to just WhatsApp us a little brief, a little idea, a little suggestion for a feature, a person, a group, or whatever it is, our studio WhatsApp line, 071-185-1471. You want to save it? One more time. 071-185-1471. Otherwise, look out for the posts on social media, on the Life and Style 88 FM pages, and you can leave your comments and suggestions on those. And next week, same time, Penny, 7:30.
Yes, very excited. I think it's going to help shift the tone a bit. You know, we won't lose the pulse on the news that is happening, shaping our community, regardless, obviously, municipal and everything else. But we're going to also try and shift it and give some hope to our community as well.
I think it's such a cool idea. Well done for cooking it up. You're creating a ripple right there. Well done, Penny. We'll see you next
very
Monday.
Excited.